You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Small translucent blobs are washing up along the Pismo Beach shoreline, and they may start showing up along the coast up to Monterey soon. KCBX's Angel Russell reports on the moon jellyfish and what you should know if you come across one.
The clear, dinner plate-sized drifters of the sea, moon jellies, have arrived along the coastline. Wyatt Patriot, senior aquarist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, says this happens every year, but usually around June. So this year, the swarm of moon jellies are a bit late.
That's probably because of La Nina. So La Nina, you know, has cooled the water a little bit. So things have been happening a little slower.
Patry says beachgoers will probably see them for only the next couple of weeks as the currents and the winds shift their path. If you come across one accidentally in the water, Patry says the moon jellies don't pack much of a sting like other jellyfish.
They might irritate the underside of your arm, but that's about it. So some of the more sensitive skin spots on the body, they could irritate.
As for curious beachgoers who come across one on the shoreline, Patriot encourages people not to pick them up.
So some people are very sensitive to stings, right? Especially the people who are also sensitive to bee stings. So like they should not be interacting with moon jellies. So that's kind of where, you know, I wouldn't let my kids do that kind of a thing.
Patry says the ones washed up along the shoreline aren't necessarily dead, and if the tide takes them back out to sea, they can continue drifting along.
You know, they don't have diagnostics like we have, right? So, like, we can declare a human dead at a certain point, but with a jelly, there's just no diagnostics to be like, oh yeah, this jelly's dead.
If you do happen to feel the sting, Patry says use fresh water to wash it off or topical pain relief. He says the idea of urinating on a jellyfish sting doesn't work at all.
People just want to make fun of somebody, so they tell you to pee on yourself. I think that's just where that comes from. It doesn't do anything for you.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.